My name is Matt Greenwood. I'm 21 and I'm from Walsall. I remember sitting there thinking, just please, I really don't want to have cancer. Over with my parents, and you know, as soon as he said it, they both started crying. And I felt so brave at the time, actually. I remember just thinking, you know, I'm going to fight, I'm going to be strong, you know, for them. And I was like looking at them, like saying, you know, we're going to be okay. And it's funny because, you know, we almost take it in turns to be the shoulder to cry on. but I definitely feel like, you know, my strength then was pretty good. And lately, you know, it's been them that I've been turning to when it's been really hard.
You were at uni and, you know, you're so young. But how did your friends at uni kind of take that, and how have they been with you?
I mean, they've been absolutely outstanding. My uni friends have been a rock. You know, they've come from all over the country and in places, you know, from the other side of the world to come visit me, confidently visiting me, confidently picking me up. You know, my mood is always better with the visitors, and they make it, you know, bearable, and not just bearable, but fun.
Because it's for the your bucket list, isn't it, this funding? So what is there anything you've done yet?
We've had a few more kind of funny ideas. A lot of them are kind of travelling far over the world, you know. There's big talk of a skydive. If my lungs are up to it, my dad and I have always wanted to do a hot air balloon ride together. That's something that would really mean something. My brother wants me to throw a ring into a volcano, so that's on the list.
Like Lord of the Rings style.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah. Save Middle Earth, of course. So that's made it to the list.
You're so positive, really positive, and you can feel that when you're talking to you. How important do you think it is that you are like that?
It's so important, actually, and I think mental health is the silent killer here. You know, depression is a very serious problem. You know, I feel really strongly about that. And I think that communication is the best weapon in your arsenal, because, you know, there are times in hospital when I definitely kind of flirted with depression and mental health issues.
And that positivity as well. It's important for you to kind of be this role model, I guess, in how you do cope with the hard things that come at you. Kind of, you know, Stephen Sutton was one as well, and he made a lasting memory and made good and helped other people going through similar things.
Yeah, I think that that kind of external pressure actually kind of props you up almost, and I don't see it as a burden. I see it as an opportunity to lead and to, you know, really show everyone I know what I'm made of.